All right, we actually had a really beautiful office today, so I encourage you to take a look at the Office of Readings, but we didn't have time for that today, so we're going to have to just do the shortest office that we have, which is actually night prayer for today, so this should be a really quick one. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Day and night I cry to you, my God. We actually are supposed to make an examination of conscience as the very first part, and then there could be either the penitential rite at Mass or a short act of contrition. So let's just take a moment to do that. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And if I had any more time, maybe I'd look up the penitential rite just to make it a little more formal, but that works just fine and may even well be more personal. So our antiphon is, Day and night I cry to you, my God. We pray Psalm 88 on Friday, but really you can pick any of the psalms for night prayer and exchange them. I knew one monk who even said Psalm 91 every night prayer. Lord my God, I call for help by day. I cry at night before you. Let my prayer come into your presence. O turn your ear to my cry. For my soul is filled with evils. My life is on the brink of the grave. I am reckoned as one in the tomb. I have reached the end of my strength. Like one alone among the dead, like the slain lying in their graves, like those you remember no more, cut off as we are, or as they are, from your hand. You have laid me in the depths of the tomb, in places that are dark in the depths. Your anger weighs down upon me. I am drowned beneath your waves. You have taken away my friends and made me hateful in their sight. Imprisoned, I cannot escape. My eyes are sunken with grief. I call to you, Lord, all the day long. To you I stretch out my hands. Will you work your wonders for the dead? Will the shades stand and praise you? Will your love be told in the grave, or your faithfulness among the dead? Will your wonders be known in the dark, or your justice in the land of oblivion? As for me, Lord, I call to you for help. In the morning, my prayer comes before you. Why, Lord, do you reject me? Why do you hide your face? Wretched, close to death from my youth, I have borne your trials. I am numb. Your fury has swept down upon me. Your terrors have utterly destroyed me. They surround me all the day like a flood. They assail me altogether. Friend and neighbor you have taken away. My one companion is darkness. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Day and night I cry to you, my God. Pretty dark stuff, right? But the point here is that they've picked a dark sentiment, some dark sentiments from the Psalms, because this is Friday. Every Friday is actually the memorial of Christ's passion. And the point is that by saying these words, we enable ourselves to be open to the Holy Spirit, making us one with Christ and one with one another, especially with those who really are suffering from great spiritual deprivation or sin and they feel so guilty. The short reading, yes, you are in our midst, O Lord. Your name we bear. Do not forsake us, O Lord our God. That was Jeremiah 14, verse 9. Responsory prayer, into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. And then the second choir responds, into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. The leader, you have redeemed us, Lord God of truth. Response, I commend my spirit. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Response, into your hands I commend my spirit. And then we have the antiphon and the gospel canticle. So there are three gospel canticles in the Liturgy of the Hours. This is the shortest one. It's the prayer of Saint Simeon from Luke's Gospel. The other one is the prayer of Mary, the Mother of God, and the prayer of Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist. Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation with which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. All-powerful God, keep us united with your Son in his death and burial, so that we may rise to new life with him who lives and reigns forever and ever. And just the concluding is a blessing, which is said even in individual rite recitation, and one of the special prayers to the Blessed Virgin Mary has traditionally closed out the day. So may the all-powerful Lord grant us a restful night and a peaceful death. Response, amen. And we'll pick this one, since it's kind of a little less common. Loving Mother of the Redeemer, Gate of Heaven, Star of the Sea, assist your people who have fallen, yet strive to rise again. To the wonderment of nature you bore your Creator, yet remained a virgin after as before. You who received Gabriel's joyful greeting, have pity on us, poor sinners. End of the office. So that was our first night prayer together. Hopefully this office will continue and get even better as time goes on.